وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا أخي بارك الله فيك. هذا حديث came regarding the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbid us from folding the hair or the sleeves during the prayer. نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كف الثوب والشعر في الصلاة. حديث ابن عباس البخاري. But my dear brother, like as you said, the majority they say this is makruh, it's not about the haram because it's in fadail al-amal. And فتوى إمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى مشهورة من ذهب إمام مالك فتوى that if you do it for the prayer it's تكلف, don't do that. But if it's your way of wearing outside the prayer and you enter the prayer with it, it's not forbidden or it's not makruh for him, it's makruh. This light. But if it's your lifestyle and it's the way how you wear, that it's okay. This is madhab Malik rahmallahu ta'ala, and this is madhab al-jumhur. And the correct opinion, my dear brother, during the prayer, better you avoid folding your sleeves or your hair by that way. You understand, akhi? Better. If you ask what's the reason behind that, it's because it was tashabbuh for the Yahud. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid us from doing it, because the Yahud, when they go to the prayer, this is their form. They do this kind of takalluf and this kind of extreme behavior of folding this, folding that, folding this. So the Prophet ﷺ forbid us from doing it, so we don't imitate them. You understand? That's why Imam Malik rahmahullah ta'ala, he said, if we are not in the prayer, you are allowed to do it even outside. You are allowed to do it because you are doing it outside, so you continue in the prayer, it's no problem. But I tell you, my brother, better for you to avoid all this and not to do it in the prayer. Barakallahu feek. Anyway, it's not from beautifying yourself in the prayer. Better for you in the prayer to be more calm, more silence and more perfect in your look. And among that, no need to fold this or fold that for sake of the prayer. That is the conclusion of it. Barakallahu feek.